0-26. That was the Wild Boars softball team's record heading into last night's doubleheader in their Champaign Park District League. And all of those losses came by what's called the mercy rule, meaning they lost by 10 or more runs in every one of them. But if you watch the Wild Boars play, it's clear that they're having fun despite all the losses. So, who are these guys?
So, we're actually a bunch of physicists, and we're all, most of us are grad students. And a couple years ago, my friend Barbara decided she wanted to do something in the summer while we were doing our research. So, we decided why not make a softball team and play in the softball league.
That's Wild Boars coach Zach Dell, a graduate student in physics at the U of I. He's been on the team since his friend and fellow physics grad student Barbara Stekas started the team in 2013. As for the team name, the Wild Boars, spelled B-O-H-R-S.
Yeah, so it's named after Niels Bohr, and he was basically one of the founders of quantum mechanics. So, yeah, we have interesting jerseys with his face on it with boar tusks coming out of his mouth.
And that sets the tone for the attitude on the Wild Boars. Get together with some friends and have a good time. Barbara says they don't expect much more than that.
I think the key is low expectations. You know, when you go in and you're like, okay, we're not going to win this, but we're going to have fun. We're going to play our best.
We saw the Boars play a doubleheader in July against a team called the Louisville Chuggers. The Chuggers aren't exactly a juggernaut with 6 wins and 20 losses this season, but the Boars are still big underdogs. That doesn't dampen their enthusiasm. The Boars fell behind early in Game 1, trailing 18-2. We asked Zach if he thought the Boars could pull off a miracle comeback.
Maybe. I don't know. 16 runs is quite a lot to make up.
The Boars would drop Game 1 by a score of 25-2, but Barbara was still looking at the bright side.
We don't always score runs every game. So the fact that it's 2-25 instead of 0-25 feels pretty good.
Game 2 didn't go much better for the Wild Boars, but Zach was still coaching and cheering from the dugout until the end.
Get back!
15-0 was the final score in Game 2 as the Boars remained winless. But as Barbara says, that doesn't mean the team can't celebrate some small victories.
We have people join the team in the spring that have literally never played baseball before. And by the end, you know, they're making catches, they're fielding grounders, they can throw the ball a reasonable distance. I mean, those are our successes. Those are our wins.
Meanwhile, the Wild Boars continue to have fun, enjoy each other's company, and hopefully, someday, pick up that elusive first win. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media.